Hello, hello, hello. Hey, it is Lady Steph, and I am here back with another Blunt Report. Yes, where I cover a specific strain, right, and I give you information about it. So today is August 8th, and it's my son's birthday. So happy birthday to him. All right, so let's dig in to Mimosa. All right. Here we go. All right, so Mimosa's affinity to daytime use makes it a popular choice for medical cannabis consumers who want to start the day right and not feel groggy throughout. Anyone who suffers from fatigue will enjoy the boost of energy that this strain can provide. Some users who suffer from social anxiety find this strain helpful, as it quells minor feelings of stress and anxiety, as well as stimulating conversation. As with many other strains of cannabis, this strain has analgesic properties. It can be used to relieve chronic pains and aches, and for some users can manage pain associated with arthritis. Other medical applications for this strain include reducing nausea and stimulating appetite. This is useful for consumers who are trying to counteract appetite loss from disease, medication, or chemotherapy. The effects of Mimosa. On average, Mimosa's THC content is roughly 20%, ranging between 18 to 22% of THC. So while this doesn't seem as high as other THC-dominant strains, and its effects seem quite pleasant, this strain can still be pretty potent. Novice consumers should tread carefully. Anyone predisposed to feelings of anxiety and paranoia should exercise caution also. No relevant amounts of CBD are found within this strain. Mimosa's cerebral effects will be felt instantly after consumption. They manifest as a spirit of joyfulness mixed with an energetic kick that allows the consumer to stay focused and engaged for hours. This clear-headed high allows consumers to enjoy a range of activities. Many users rave about this strain's ability to enhance experiences, whether it be reading a book, going for a run, or just cleaning the house. This strain also produces some bodily effects that accompany the uplifting buzz. Mild physical relaxation occurs with tingles that traverse from your head down to your toes. Despite this relaxation, lethargy will only occur in the case of overindulgence due to its profile of effects. This strain is a popular choice for daytime use. Consuming this strain during the day is also recommended so as not to keep you up at night. So Mimosa is 70% sativa and 30% indica. So Mimosa is a sativa-leaning hybrid strain created by Symbiotic Genetics. This strain is a cross between two delectable strains in Clementine and Purple Punch. Similar to its parents, this strain has earned high praise for its outstandingly fruity flavor and aroma. Yo, when you open a package of Mimosa, you instantly smile. You do smell the Clementine, and you do smell the Purple Punch, and you can see the colors, which are reminiscent of the drink it is named after. Accompanying these features is a pleasurable and uplifting buzz that makes you feel like you are sipping on the popular brunch beverage, mimosa. Be careful with this one though. Although it can be a fun daytime activity, much like drinking the actual mimosa, overindulgence can impact the trajectory of your day. The mimosa strain is a rising star in the cannabis community and consistently receives rave reviews. In 2008, this strain came second in the best sativa category at California's High Times Cannabis Cup. So if you have an opportunity to get some mimosa, get some. Get some mimosa. Mimosa is a wonderful strain to consume. So on behalf of the Gas Station Podcast and the Rose Certified Show, this is your host at LadySteph215 coming back at you again with another blunt report. Thanks for listening. Thanks for learning. Thanks for living. I'll see you guys on the next one. I'm out.